Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. This week, I'm talking about honor. It's both a poignant and appropriate week to talk about honor, as tomorrow will be the first anniversary of the death of my father. He was a man worthy of honor, a good man, an accomplished doctor, a gentle-hearted man of deep Christian faith, a man who loved people and particularly loved his family and friends. And a man whose middle name should have been generosity. He had a great gift, actually many of them, and he left a wonderful legacy. Most of all, though, in the people whose lives he touched through his faith example, the Christian walk that each of his children, and in turn our respective children, are walking out is largely a testament to the example, the legacy, and the long-prayed prayers of my parents. As we talked about recently, my dad's legacy was one of generational blessings. I miss him every day, but I don't really mourn him, as I've no doubt that he's with his king. And frankly, the burning legacy that he's left my siblings and me with doesn't really allow for taking too much time to reflect on that which is behind, but rather on that which lies ahead. It's also a great week to speak on honor, as one of my favorite people in Fasadakral, the first township that adopted me as one of their own, Keenan, was laid to rest just last week. Keenan was a great husband, father, and a friend to many. He was fondly called Major, a reference to the respect and honor that he had earned within this wonderful community. Keenan was also a victim of the circumstances that he was born into. Thus, he was born in a very literal sense into a life of gangsterism. No doubt that meant that he would have lived some life experiences and stories that would make some of my friends here today blush. But to me, he was the epitome of a good man and a man worthy of honor. You see, friends, about 8 months ago, after a bloody 2-year battle in Fasant between four gangs, by God's grace and near miraculous peace between these previously warring gangs was negotiated. And I'm thrilled to say that that peace has remained since that day. God has been good to that community. However, honor where honor is due. You see, the first gang leader, or in Keenan's case, really a father figure that I went to when I sensed God's timing and the Spirit's moving to allow this peace to happen, was Keenan. From the moment of that discussion, Keenan and his beautiful wife, Chandre, better known as Dottie, fought hard alongside me for that peace. That peace could neither have been made nor kept without his blessing and his urging to his lads to pursue peace, faith, and hope. And so today, I honor his legacy of peace, and I pray that that peace will last well beyond my lifetime. As a young boy, my favorite movie was Chariots of Fire. Chariots of Fire told fairly accurately the story of the great Scottish Olympian, Eric Liddell. We mostly know the story of Eric, who refused to run on Sundays, and so he gave up his place in the Blue Ribbon 100-meter sprint at the 1924 Paris Olympics, 100 years ago this year. So committed to this principle of honoring God was Eric, that as a gold medal favorite in the 100 meters, he gave up his shot at glory simply because he wanted to honor God. I remember well the scene in the movie when the American 100-meter gold medalist Jackson Schultz handed Liddell a sliver of paper that said, "It says in the old book, he that honors me, I will honor. Good luck." The lasting legacy of the story of the greatest Scotsman ever was the courage of the convictions that Eric lived with and ultimately died by in an internment camp in China in 1945. His last words reportedly were surrender. You see, friends, Eric Liddell lived a life surrendered to God. 1 Samuel 2:30 says, "Therefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me will be lightly esteemed." The key message in this passage is that we please God when we live lives that are honoring to him. God, in his grace, then inexplicably honors us in return. And James 4:10 says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." So friends, do we want to live lives of heroic note before man, or do we want to live lives of simple obedience and honor before God? Do we want to live lives like that of Eric Liddell? As an Olympian and Scottish rugby player, he's not best remembered for his heroics on the track or the rugby pitch, but rather for the glory and honor that he brought God by being countercultural, by sacrificing his own glory, by acting on principle and not competing on a Sunday. And he's best remembered for putting his love and honor for Jesus first. So friends, as we wrap up, let's rethink some things. how we honour God, what honouring God really means. What does having the courage of our convictions really mean? Should we be convicted to fight for something that so inflames our spirit? Or should we be convicted to fight for the things that we know would inflame Jesus' spirit? Are we fighting for what we care about? Or are we fighting for what he cares about? Amen.